十一。
Text 1.
Where are you going, miss?
Could you drop me off at the airport?
No problem. Please fasten your seatbelt.
Text 2.
Is supper ready? I'm hungry.
Almost ready. Could you set the table?
Okay. What are we having?
We'll have fruit salad to start, and then roast beef.
Wow! Great, honey!
Text 3.
Good morning, Linda. I'm afraid I can't go to work today. I've got a terrible cold, and now I'm still here waiting to see the doctor.
Oh my goodness, I hope it's not too bad.Stay in bed and let me know if you need help.
Thanks.
Text 4.
Hello, Pete. This is Joan speaking. Is Mark in the office? The boss wants to see him.
I'm sorry. He is not here. I'll tell him when he comes back.
Thank you.
Text 5.
I feel terrible now. My hands tremble whenever I speak before people I don't know.
Don't be nervous. We will wait here until you finish the interview.
Okay. See you later.
Text 6.
Hi, Jessica. I hear you've left your job and will go to New York. Good for you.
Thanks. I'm going to study painting there.
When do you have to leave?
In a few weeks.
Have you booked your plane ticket?
I'm not flying. I'm driving.
Driving? Across the country? Are you crazy?
Of course not. I've never driven all by myself for such a long distance.It's so exciting.
Okay, well, have a nice trip.
I will. Thank you.
Hi, Jessica. I hear you've left your job and will go to New York. Good for you.
Thanks. I'm going to study painting there.
When do you have to leave?
In a few weeks.
Have you booked your plane ticket?
I'm not flying. I'm driving.
Driving? Across the country?Are you crazy?
Of course not. I've never driven all by myself for such a long distance. It's so exciting.
Okay, well, have a nice trip.
I will. Thank you.
Text 7.
Alice, we are out of milk.
Put it on the list. I'm going grocery shopping this afternoon. Anything else?
Well, we should get more cookies and peanut butter.
I just bought a jar 2 days ago.
It's almost empty.
I think we should eat less unhealthy food, like peanut butter. You need to tell the kids.
The kids like it.And I like it, too.
Well, I'd better buy some fruit and milk. Put peanut butter on the next list.
Alice, we are out of milk.
Put it on the list. I'm going grocery shopping this afternoon. Anything else?
Well, we should get more cookies and peanut butter.
I just bought a jar 2 days ago.
It's almost empty.
I think we should eat less unhealthy food, like peanut butter. You need to tell the kids.
The kids like it. And I like it, too.
Well, I'd better buy some fruit and milk. Put peanut butter on the next list.
Text 8.
That sounds like a really bad cough.
It doesn't matter, I'm sure. Perhaps because I smoke too much.
Why don't you quit smoking? You know that smoking is bad for your health.
Sure, I know that. But I formed this habit, and I've already got used to it.
I suggest you quit smoking as soon as possible, or we'll worry about your health all day. You coughed again. It really sounds bad.
It is difficult for me to quit smoking. Smoking means something to me. It's very important.
But you really need to cut down on it.
It's easy to say. You see, smoking helps keep me clear-minded.
I see what you mean. Well, have you ever thought about those tobacco replacers?
Oh, no. I hate the taste.
Then why don't you try chewing gum instead? That might also help.
Really? Well, I'll try it next week.
That sounds like a really bad cough.
It doesn't matter, I'm sure. Perhaps because I smoke too much.
Why don't you quit smoking? You know that smoking is bad for your health.
Sure, I know that. But I formed this habit, and I've already got used to it.
I suggest you quit smoking as soon as possible, or we'll worry about your health all day. You coughed again. It really sounds bad.
It is difficult for me to quit smoking. Smoking means something to me. It's very important.
But you really need to cut down on it.
It's easy to say. You see, smoking helps keep me clear-minded.
I see what you mean. Well, have you ever thought about those tobacco replacers?
Oh, no. I hate the taste.
Then why don't you try chewing gum instead? That might also help.
Really? Well, I'll try it next week.
Text 9.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the one-day tour in the Summer Palace. I'm your guide. You may call me Tony. Here is the schedule for today. In the first 2 hours, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we'll take the boat tour on Kunming Lake, which covers three-quarters of the park. Then we'll walk through the long corridor with a length of over 700 meters. You may enjoy the pictures of all ranges, from flowers to landscapes. After that, about 11 o'clock, we'll climb the hill. You may find the park more attractive when you see it from the top of the hill. Lunch will be ready at Ting Li Guan Restaurant at 12 o'clock. You'll taste the famous snacks of royalty there. After that, you'll have 2 hours to visit around the lake. We got off the bus at the east gate, but I will wait for you at the north gate at 2:30. The gate is on the other side of the hill. You may consult the map in your hand. Any questions? Okay. Now please follow me to board the boat. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the one-day tour in the Summer Palace. I'm your guide. You may call me Tony. Here is the schedule for today. In the first 2 hours, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we'll take the boat tour on Kunming Lake, which covers 3/4 of the park. Then we'll walk through the long corridor with a length of over 700 meters. You may enjoy the pictures of all ranges, from flowers to landscapes. After that, about 11 o'clock, we'll climb the hill. You may find the park more attractive when you see it from the top of the hill. Lunch will be ready at Ting Ling Guan Restaurant at 12 o'clock. You'll taste the famous snacks of royalty there. After that, you'll have 2 hours to visit around the lake. We got off the bus at the East Gate, but I will wait for you at the North Gate at 2:30. The gate is on the other side of the hill. You may consult the map in your hand. Any questions? Okay. Now please follow me to board the boat.
Text 10.
Hi, Albert. You know, we've been asked to organize something for John's farewell party.
Yeah, sure. It's about time we started working out details.
Exactly. We don't want to leave it so late that it's double the work.
Right. Do you want me to take notes?
That'd be great. Thanks.
Right. First thing is, when is the best time to hold it?
Well, he leaves on the 14th of May.
So, what about 2 days in advance? The 12th. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's about right. We want it quite near the time he leaves, don't we?
Sure. And what about the place? In college? A hotel?
I think a hotel will probably work out rather expensive. And I've been looking at the college dining room. That seems pretty reasonable.
Fine. Yeah, why not?
And then we ought to be thinking about invitations. Who mustn't we forget to invite?
Well, obviously John and his wife.
Right.
And the director, the office staff.
Yep, and all the teachers and all the students.
Okay, well, have you any ideas for presents?
Well, I thought maybe a set of dictionaries. I heard him say he needed a good one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now, the last thing is, who shall we ask to do the speech?
How about the student leader?
Yeah, much better than the director giving a speech again.
Okay, then. I'll ask her. Lovely. So, is that all?
Looks like it.
Great.
Hi, Albert. You know, we've been asked to organize something for John's farewell party.
Yeah, sure. It's about time we started working out details.
Exactly. We don't want to leave it so late that it's double the work.
Right. Do you want me to take notes?
That'd be great. Thanks.
Right. First thing is, when is the best time to hold it?
Well, he leaves on the 14th of May.
So, what about 2 days in advance? The 12th. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's about right. We want it quite near the time he leaves, don't we?
Sure. And what about the place? In college? A hotel?
I think a hotel will probably work out rather expensive. And I've been looking at the college dining room. That seems pretty reasonable.
Fine. Yeah, why not?
And then we ought to be thinking about invitations. Who mustn't we forget to invite?
Well, obviously John and his wife.
Right.
And the director, the office staff.
Yep, and all the teachers and all the students.
Okay, well, have you any ideas for presents?
Well, I thought maybe a set of dictionaries. I heard him say he needed a good one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now, the last thing is, who shall we ask to do the speech?
How about the student leader?
Yeah, much better than the director giving a speech again.
Okay, then. I'll ask her. Lovely. So, is that all?
Looks like it.
Great.